This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis, the Czech Republic. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinions in a conversation with the foreign minister of the Czech Republic. Why? Because Ukraine conflict is sending millions of refugees all through the European Union and 300,000 so far in the Czech Republic. Josh, a very good evening to you. It's logical that all these countries have opinions that are not flattering of Russia. What is it that the foreign minister, Jan Lipavsky, says not only about Russia, but also about the People's Republic of China? Good evening to you, Josh.
Well, good evening, John. Well, you know, what surprised me about the current Czech government, which is a newly installed government as of last December, young government, Western focused, very technocratic, very highly educated and Western educated. What shocked me is that they didn't base their foreign policy decisions regarding Ukraine on the pluses and minuses of whether the crisis would be good for their bottom line. They based it on their belief that their Czech foreign policy should be rooted in Western values and in the tradition of Czech President Václav Havel and others. And they believe that as a small country that suffered under the brutality and bullying of Soviet and then Russian imperialism, that they had a duty to not only struggle against bullying and imperialism wherever they show themselves, but to defend others doing the same. And that's where the China thing came in, because the Czech foreign minister is having meetings on China while he's in Washington. That's not an accident. He wants the United States and Europe to work together on what he sees as a shared threat, not only because Russia and China are obviously working together in the project of undermining the world order that we depend on for our prosperity, our security, and our freedom, but because he sees China as the actually more strategic, long-term strategic threat. And frankly, I think he's right about that.
He's seeing China as a threat to Europe right now because of Ukraine crisis. Also, inside his anxiety about China, well taken, is Taiwan. I did not know that the Czechs were partial to Taiwan. Have they suffered the same sort of abuse and trash talk that Lithuania has suffered since it made a connection to Taipei? Are they abused routinely by what is the wolf warrior metaphor they've enjoyed these last months from China?
Absolutely. The Czech government, various Czech governments, a succession of Czech governments, but especially this one, have slowly but surely increased their both public and private support for Taiwan's democracy under the same principle that small democracies standing up to big totalitarian dictatorships next door need to stick together. That's what the foreign minister told me. And, you know, it's not a lot. What they'll do is they'll send, you know, a couple of senators over to Taipei to make a visit. But even that, of course, will have consequences for them diplomatically and economically, because that's how the Chinese Communist Party operates. Wherever anyone does anything to affirm Taiwan's democracy or support its economy outside of Beijing's auspices, they'll punish you. They'll definitely at least try. And some get it worse than others. And Australia, you know, they shut down their wine and agricultural exports and beef exports in the middle of a pandemic. They crushed the Australian economy in the middle of a pandemic, not for China's economic interest, but for the party's political interest, because that's how they operate. So, again, these are things that I think the Czech government understands very clearly. And if anything, they're critical of other European governments. They don't say Germany, but they mean Germany, who believe that trade and engagement will have the effect of changing dictatorships into democracies. The Czech foreign minister was here to say that's not true. And again, I think he's right.
The EU, Mr. Lipavsky is new to the contest. His party is new to the contest. These are young people. But at the same time, he has a positive opinion of how the EU is dealing with China's aggression. I don't want to emphasize this too much because a lot of this is a moving story. But I had no idea that the EU is suddenly elbowing China out of the way. Is that how to describe this? This looks anything like what we were told these last years, China was making inroads in all the economies of Europe. Has that been reversed?
Right. I think it's too early to say it's been reversed, but China's plans to make Europe essentially a vassal region of the Chinese expanding economic empire are stalled. Let's say they're stalled. They're not going forward. They're not going backwards. And there are two big reasons for that. One is China's treatment of Europe during the pandemic. And not only the fact that they failed to contain the pandemic and cover it up, the outbreak, but their bullying and blackmail of European countries with masks and PPE and vaccines and whatever else they could use. Again, not for China's economy, but for their political, for the party's political agenda. That turned off a lot of people in Western democratic societies. And eventually those governments and democracies had to respond to that. So that's one big thing. And, you know, the second big thing is, you know, if you're in any of these European countries, especially the Czech Republic, and, you know, you're suffering from refugees and economic crisis, an energy crisis, an agricultural crisis, all because of Putin, and China is the number two most powerful country in the world, and they're not lifting a finger. You know, in the best case scenario, they're doing absolutely nothing helpful. In the worst case scenario, and this is sort of what I believe, they're actually doing many things that are very unhelpful in supporting Putin. But either way, Europe is right now really pissed off at China for not doing more and for helping Putin as much as they are. And, you know, I think that both of those things put together sort of broke the momentum of China in Europe. Now, that could all change again unless I think these Western democracies prove to their citizens that they can have successful economies without China. And they have yet to do that. So I think that's the project that we need to engage them in.
Reading over and over the 1930s for obvious reasons, Josh, did the young foreign minister mention that it was his country when it was Czechoslovakia that was sacrificed in the name of avoiding war or keeping peace in 1938-39, and that that same crisis is before us with let's give up Ukraine to have peace in Europe?
He didn't say it literally, but he implied it. What he said was that this idea, this European idea that trade and engagement can stop authoritarian powers from becoming so aggressive that they create war, has been repeatedly proven incorrect. And it's being proven incorrect right now on the battlefields of Ukraine. If we fail to learn that lesson of history, we are doomed to repeat it. And the Czech Republic, for a lot of reasons that you just mentioned, because they've been through so much suffering, has it ingrained into their DNA at this point. And that's the position that they are playing. That's the role they're playing in Europe. But they don't run Europe, you know, and they know it. And until the bigger powers, until the Germanies decide that, you know, dictatorships need to be confronted rather than wooed, I don't think Europe will ever move to the side of doing everything it can to fight for our way of life in the face of the joint threat, the greatest joint threat since the Cold War, or maybe since World War II, which is Russia and China working together to overturn our world order to make the world safe for their autocracy and repression.
You mentioned, and we just have a minute, you spoke with Karel Schwarzenberg, the foreign minister of the Czech Republic, a decade ago. Have things changed there now? He identified Russia as a threat. Now the new foreign minister identifies China as a threat. Is that a continuum, or have they turned?
It's a total consistency. The last time I interviewed a Czech foreign minister in Washington was exactly a decade ago.
Right.
And that was at a time when Obama administration was trying to reset with Russia. And he said, that's crazy. That's foolish. We shouldn't do that. Putin's playing you. That's essentially what he said. And the fact that the new foreign minister a decade later is saying essentially the same thing about China is no coincidence. Yeah. It's no coincidence.
They were right then. They're right now, Josh.
Yeah, maybe we should listen.
For Josh Rogan, for Global Opinions, for the Washington Post about the Czech Republic, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.